You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. We're now joined by Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, there's a little bit of a sprinkle outside, or has been during the day today, and it's awful gray. But boy, it sure looks like rainfall is in the offing, not only for here, but for a lot of the Corn Belt. Can you tell me about that, please?
Well, we have a very stormy pattern that's coming up. There is an onslaught of weather systems that will move through over the next couple of weeks. And in fact, it's going to rain in some part of the central U.S. every day over the next 2 weeks. It's just a matter of who gets hit more than once or twice. That'll determine where the highest totals and the areas of river and field flooding develop. But we're pretty confident in this setup. We've been identifying the possibility of this weather pattern for about a week. And on Sunday and Monday, a couple of days ago, it still looked pretty good, and now it looks good still. So this is how you make a confident forecast, and we feel pretty good about it, especially over the next 10 days. We have a system that's moving through now. You already talked about that. That's bringing some rain to southern Illinois today, and it will bring quite a bit of rain to Indiana and Ohio and the southeast third to half of Illinois tonight. So this storm system is still getting going as we speak. Another system moves through the northern half of the Corn Belt Saturday, and then another one moves through the northern half of the Corn Belt Sunday. In fact, we could see 4 to 8 inches of snow across southern Wisconsin, where corn and soybeans are produced. The snow won't stick around for very long, but that's pretty unusual stuff for this time of the year.
Cold weather, wet weather, neither of those are good for the beginning of the planting season. You gave us some snowfall amounts, but how much rainfall is involved in this process?
Well, once you add it up over the next 2 weeks, we're thinking we'll see 2.5 to 4.5 inches of rain across the Corn Belt and the Delta, and 1.25 to 2.5 inches of rain everywhere else. Some areas, of course, will get a little bit more and a little bit less, but just as a broad brush kind of total, that's what we're thinking it'll look like. And the reason we say that is because we can see that the northern U.S. will be fairly cool over the next 2 weeks. The southern U.S. will be fairly mild. That causes the jet stream to line up right through the middle part of the country. And on top of that, we have high pressure set up near Florida that causes southerly winds to pump in from the south, bring fuel to these storm systems in the form of humidity. And you put all these together. Again, it's not going to rain every single day at your location, but there will be areas of significant rainfall and thunderstorm clusters in different regions pretty much every single day for 2 more weeks. And we'll have to see exactly how that pans out. But at this point, it looks like the highest totals will be in the Corn Belt.
How badly does it stall the beginning of spring planting here in the United States?
Well, it certainly will. It's just a matter of how far behind it will get. I mean, as of Sunday, we had 6% of corn planted. We soon 10 to maybe 15% got planted this week. That'll put us pretty close to 20%, which is actually fairly close to the 15-year median of 22% for this coming Sunday. But the following week, when we move through this Sunday through the next Sunday, that's when you plant about a third of the corn crop in that 1 week from April 28th through May 5th. And it's going to be tough to plant a whole lot in that period if this forecast holds up, which we think it will. So the planting progress report might not look too unusual come early next week. But a week after that, and maybe 2 weeks after that, that's where you really start to see it.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois.